Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley, and I think we're on lucky number 13 today. How's it going? I finally got around to seeing some of the movies that I've been talking about seeing for the whole time I've been doing this show. I saw Captain America in 3D. Not sure the 3D was necessary for that one, but, you know, it was alright. It was a comic book movie. Comic book movies are kind of... That's kind of like saying it was a movie. It was alright. Do I feel like I need to run out and see it again? Not really. My main beef with that movie probably is that they used the same actor who played Johnny Storm in the Fantastic Four movies, and apparently Marvel is disowning those movies, so it's sort of like they never happened. But hey, guess what, guys? They did happen. And those of us that don't know or don't care to know all that much about it are going to go, why is that the same guy that was in the Fantastic Four? I don't know. It seems like there's enough actors in Hollywood that they probably could have got a different guy to be Captain America. He did a good job, don't get me wrong. In fact, if I had to pick one or the other that he could have done, I would have said, hey, do Captain America, don't do Johnny Storm. But regardless, whatever. It was okay. I did download the Captain America iPad game. I've been playing that. It's fun. It's not terribly difficult, but, you know, just enough that it's... I'm not a big gamer, so it's sort of like, you know... Oh, get some feedback there. Turn that down. It's sort of like, you know, it's fun. It's a fun iPad game. And, yeah. I've also been playing Minecraft. Some friends of mine got me into that. I remember when they started playing it. I know I'm late to the game. But I know when they started playing it, I was like, this is stupid. In fact, even when I started playing it 2 days ago, I was like, this is stupid. This is like Second Life, but without the sex. Why do I want to play this? But I kind of got into it. It's a good time. I wasted all day yesterday digging around in the ground and building things and learning stuff and whatever. So, yeah, Minecraft, all right. I'm in there. Other movies that I did see, finally saw Green Lantern. It wasn't bad. People were kind of down on it. I didn't think it was that bad. I saw... what else did I see? Yeah, I don't know. The other one. Oh, Thor. It was kind of the same way Captain America was. It was like, eh. Of course, I don't like Thor. I hate Thor. So I really wanted this movie to suck. So maybe going into it with absolutely no expectations other than suck, it was better than I thought. But it wasn't. I mean, I sort of feel like they're just kind of cranking these movies out so they can put it together for the Avengers movie that they're going to put out next year. I hope that doesn't suck. I don't know. I hope they're spending some time with that. Anyway, that's what's new here, personally, anyway. Moving on, here's something you should probably be aware of. Oh, by the way, I don't know what's going on with the debt ceiling thing. I know I'm supposed to care, but I don't really. Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that they're making a big deal out of it, and I'm not sure why. Whatever. You can tell me about it if you want to. But anyway, here's something that I do care about. The House panel approved broadened, I think they spelled that wrong, ISP snooping bill. So they approved a bill which would basically be, it will make ISPs hold all of your information for a certain amount of time. I'm not sure how many years it's going to be. I should have probably read this story, but Representative John Conyers of Michigan, senior Democrat on the panel, said that this bill is mislabeled. This is not protecting children from internet pornography. It's creating a database of everybody in the country for a lot of their other purposes. Essentially, this was created with the idea that, you know, people who are out there watching kiddie porn or, you know, doing illegal things, that they'll be able to go and see what IP address that these people are working on. And okay, so here, last minute rewrite of the bill expands the information that commercial internet providers are required to store to include customers' names, addresses, phone numbers, credit card numbers, bank account numbers, and temporarily assigned IP addresses, some committee members suggested. This is not good. I mean, I'm not doing anything bad, but I don't want the government knowing all that stuff. They don't need to know all that stuff. Why do they need to know all that stuff? I mean, I'm pretty... I'm pretty open, but I'm not giving my credit card numbers to everybody on the internet or anyone else that doesn't need to have it. They don't need to have that. Which leads me to the next thing you may want to look into, torproject.org. That's T-O-R. Surf anonymously. Yeah. I'm having trouble with words today. So, I don't know. Some people said that this is kind of a tricky program. Make sure you read all of the documentation to make sure that you actually are surfing anonymously, because evidently some people have gotten busted. I mean, if you're not doing anything bad, whatever, but I'm looking at just to block all that stuff. I mean, I'm not doing anything bad. I just don't want stuff. I don't know. It's like when my iPhone got lost. It's not like there was anything on there. I just didn't want it out there. I don't know. Whatever. So if you want to look into surfing anonymously, and this is some sort of a proxy program, it's called Tor, torproject.org. There you go. Wrapping up a story from last week, Amy Winehouse. This is odd and kind of ironic, if this is true. Her family and some other people evidently think that she died from alcohol withdrawal, which is sad. She should have just kept drinking. Her father said doctors had told Amy to gradually reduce her intake of alcohol and avoid binging at any cost. Amy told him that she couldn't do that. It was all or nothing, and she gave up completely. And so they think that the withdrawal maybe was a shock to her system and killed her. That's kind of crazy, but I haven't heard the official cause of death on that. But if that's true, that's bad. That's ugly. We got a bunch of weird stories, so I'm just gonna get right to them here. In case you didn't notice, that's what I'm doing. Man robs cupcake store with a syringe full of HIV positive blood. Yeah, that's nice. The incident in question happened last Thursday morning. Probably two Thursdays ago. By the time you see this, I gotta do something else with this show. All I'm doing is talking about old news. So the incident in question happened a couple Thursdays ago at Gigi's Cupcakes in Denver. This was in Denver. Wow. A man showed up at the store, grabbed a worker by the arm, and quickly forced her into the corner, said a coworker. He showed her the syringe. It was uncapped, and he said it was full of his own AIDS blood. He said he was going to inject her if it didn't open the register. The man eventually made off with $300, but no one was hurt except for the cupcake. There was a cupcake? Oh, which is now well and truly dead as a doornail. That's terrible. Terrible writing, Gawker. Anyway, I've often wondered about that. Like, I was wondering when, terrorists were going to start doing something like that. Do we care about the saddest movie scene of all time? If you want to know, I'll tell you. It's Champ. It's The Champ with Ricky Schroeder. Come on, Champ. Don't die, Champ. Some researchers evidently went through a whole rigmarole, went through a whole thing to figure out what the saddest movie... Why? Who gets paid for this? I'm sure that there's a reason, but... yeah. And here's some more research that someone was paid to figure out. DC researchers say hot dogs are as bad as cigarettes. Yeah. I believe that. I absolutely believe that. I don't know where this came from. I don't know who did this actual research, but this is on NBCWashington.com. It's kind of scary. But it's been linked. Hot dogs have been linked to leukemia in children. Like, don't feed your kids a bunch of hot dogs just because you're too lazy to make actual food. Because they're going to get cancer and they're going to die. It's true. They will. From Discovery News, hotspot found on the moon's far side. I think that this is probably not a Wi-Fi hotspot. Although when I read the headline, I was thinking, that's weird. They didn't get internet on the other side of the moon. No, there's some sort of a volcanic in origin and formed from viscous lava, said some guys from NASA. We're learning all kinds of weird things in space. This goes back to what I was saying last week. This stuff, this is a big deal. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I care. I don't know why. I guess it doesn't matter. People have their own to deal with. I can't swear on here. I forgot. All right, here's another weird story. Remember the woman from The woman that was pronounced dead, and then she wasn't really dead, and she woke up at her own funeral. Well, here's another one. South African man spent about 24 hours in a morgue this weekend. Not like hanging out, says Gawker.com. He was pronounced dead, except he wasn't dead, and he woke up in the morgue. Yeah. These countries, I don't know. Spokesperson for Eastern Cape Health, Sizwe Kupelo, said the man woke up at 1700 local time on Sunday, demanding to be let out of the chilly morgue in Limbode Village, frightening the attendants on duty. At first, the men ran for their lives, said Mr. Kupelo. Yeah, weird. That comes from, actually, it's from BBC. I post the BBC story. Strange. 50-year-old man, South Africa, woke up inside a mortuary over the weekend. A couple weekends ago, probably. He didn't need further treatment. Guess he was fine. I don't know. How do you not know if somebody is dead or not? Like, for real's dead. More weird news. Scientists say time travel is impossible. Of course, this has come from China, and, you know, you can't believe anything that comes from China. So, I still believe time travel is possible. Or maybe not. I believe you can go backwards, but maybe not forwards. I'd like to go backwards and fix up a few things that I may have screwed up in my time. Hong Kong physicist comes from discoverynews.com, or news.discovery.com, I should say. Hong Kong physicists say they've proved that a single photon obeys Einstein's theory that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, demonstrating that outside science fiction, time travel is, in fact, impossible. Einstein claimed that the speed of light was traffic law of the universe, or simple language. Nothing can travel faster than light. Is that true? I don't know. I guess. They probably know better than I do. Or do they? I don't know. We'll talk to John Teeter. You don't know who John Teeter is? Look up that guy. Zodiac Killer. Remember that guy? Yeah. Well, a man in Massachusetts, says that he's figured out the code. He's cracked the code of the Zodiac Killer's last message. And he figured out who he was. I'm not going to go into how he did it, but basically, well, I would read it to you, but I can't read it to you. Because this the SF Weekly, which has the code, doesn't have it coded properly on their website. So it's running all off the page, and I can't read it. Anyway, the guy that it was, Jesus, really? The guy who said, according to this guy, the killer is Lee Allen, who was the number one suspect in the case. Evidently, in that last message, he confessed that it was him. Of course, he died in 1992, so not much you can do about it. Interesting little story, though, that someone took the time and figured out. It didn't take him very long, like a day or two, maybe. No one's been able to crack it in, like, the past 40 years, so it's, I don't know. Maybe not. He said he contacted authorities, but they didn't seem to care. Like most people, I guess. All right, that's it. I don't have much else to say here. So, till next time, it's Langley. Oh, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Langley on Twitter. And this podcast is a member of the Geek News Central Podcasting Network. See ya.